Yantra expresses the path. It's a roadmap, and it expresses the path to divinity graphically. And Tantra means to weave, like the warp and the woof of a cloth, weaving together all the elements of our discipline. So here we're going to start working with the yantra. This is the Chandi yantra, and it's also called the Sri yantra. A Sri yantra, of course, is the yantra, the tool of the highest respect. Remember, Sha means Shanti, Ra means your mind, E means your heart, the tool of moving into that peace in the mind and peace in the heart is a Sri Yantra. A Sri Yantra is defined as Ashtapad and Shatadol. Any yantra which has six corners and eight lotus petals is a Sri Yantra. Now, this is distinguished from the Sri Chakra Meru Yantra, which has 36 triangles. This is not the one that I worship. I mean, I respect it highly, but a yantra is a tool. And so each of us will take initiation, take an understanding and the usage of our tools, and those will be our particular tools. So I would think that if people don't understand how their tools work, they're not very effective tools. And a Sri Chakra Meru Yantra with 36 triangles gives you many, many mantras and many, many aspects of explanation that you have to understand in order to have an effective usage of that tool. This Chandi Yantra is a lot more simple, a lot more practical. And I think we should start by learning how to draw the yantra. And this will become a very fine addition to your pujas. Just take some time to practice drawing the yantra. And if you like, I'll give you a demonstration how the yantra could be drawn. If you start with the circle is really the easiest way. And don't put it exactly in the center. Put it a little bit to the left of your page. If you just start with a circle, of course, you can put a bindu right in the center of it. If you divide that circle in half and just make some little marks on the edge of the circle and see how I draw the yantra. So what I've done is I've taken the circle and I divided it into four parts. Now I'm going to take those four parts and divide them again. Of course, you can spend as much time on a yantra as you have. In my guru's ashram, we used to spend probably all night in preparation of the yantra. Yeah, like about 12 or 14 hours we would spend in the preparation of the yantra. We would draw the yantra like I do in the sand, in the center of the Hauen Kun, and then we would color it with powders, and we would spend literally 12 to 14 hours, maybe a dozen of us, coloring in the yantra and putting the sand and whiting out the lines and making the yantra just the perfect expression. My guru was very particular about that. He wanted the perfect expression. Now, if we take our circle again and let's draw a horizontal line, two of them, approximately one quarter of the circle, you have the two lines, and you can start connecting the dots. This one will go to here, and this one will come to here, and then again on the other side, it's a six-angled star. Now, if you take the midpoint of each of these eight angles along the circle, and let's put a little mark out here where we'll make them in the midpoint. And these are going to be the edge of our petals. And then we'll draw our lotuses in.
It's a free hand. And then we have our eight petals of the lotus. Now, we're going to put our point out here. And this is called the Bhupura. So the four doors.
Bhupura, B-H-U-P-A-R-A. Bhupura.
You may have remembered the description of Plato's Academy. There's a big sign over the door said, "Let no one without geometry enter in here." It was very interesting. Even in the times of Pythagoras, people described Pythagoras' ashram as a bunch of students drawing geometrical figures in the sand, in the sandboxes. Most probably, they were drawing yantras.
Did they know that?
Oh, yes.
So here we have the Bhupura, the four doors leading to the eight petals of the lotus, which attach to the circle, which move to the six angles.
In the center we have a triangle. You can do it three-dimensionally. On the north, we have three lines of guardian lines. And on the east, we have three lines of guardians. And then, if you like, you can put the spindles in the lotuses. The spine that goes in a lotus. And here's the Bindu. Let's make a north arrow. Up is north. You're reading the book in the north side.
What this means, there are four doors. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Chaturbarga. You can enter in through any one of the doors. If you try to satisfy your desires, you will come into contact with Artha. And you will find that you need some material resources in order to satisfy those desires. When you pursue your material resources in order to satisfy those desires, you will find that there is an optimum amount that you need, and you'll realize your dharma. Take any door into the creation, and you'll find that there are four forces of unity and four forces of division. The four forces of unity are dharmayandama, jnanayandama, vairagyayandama, aisharjayandama. Dharma is the ideal of perfection, wisdom, vairagya, renunciation, and aisharja, to become one with the imperishable qualities. And there are four forces of division, adharma, in deference to the ideal of perfection. Agyan, without wisdom. Avairagya, without renunciation. And anashaicha, looking for the transient or the temporary satisfaction. These are the eight petals of the lotus. The circle is creation. And the six angles refer to the unity of all the threes. All the threes that come into balance. Aum Ma Brahma Vishnu Shiva Aim Rim Klim Ma Kali Ma Lakshmi Ma Saraswati. All working together. They bring us to the Kamakala, which is the unity, the harmony of the threes, the perfect balance of the threes. And that takes us to the Bindu, which is the one point of God. We enter into the Bindu, into that which is beyond form, into Nirakar, into the infinite beyond conception. So the infinite beyond conception manifests as the Bindu. And the Bindu manifests as the Kamakala. All the threes are in perfect balance and harmony. When that balance breaks, then the threes move out with their counterparts, the Shiva and the Shakti, the Purush and the Prakriti. They move out to the sides and expand, and that makes the creation, which is a circle. A creation is manifested with eight lotuses that blossom. Four of them bring us back to unity. They're the concepts that bring us towards the center. And four of them bring us into individuality. They're the concepts that make us prolific in the world. These are the eight lotuses, which bring us to the four doors where we try to fulfill our aspirations. Why did we manifest in a body? And this is the yantra of perfection. Let's read the mantra on page 138. Shobha yashyashya devashya vigraho yantra kalpana bina yantrena chet puja devata na prasidati yantra mantra madhya prakur devata mantra rubini yantrena pujito deva sakasa na prasidati sarvesham api mantra nam yantra puja prashashyate Tatahas dandil madhyetu hasau garbham trikonekam shatkonan tad behir vrittam tatoshta dala pankajam bupuram tad behir vidwan vilikyed yantra mutamam Om yantra rajaya bidmake mahayantraya dimake tano yantra prachodayat. Let's read for a few minutes the English. The worship of the yantra. Oh, we contemplate the form of the yantra that depicts the radiance of the gods. Without using the yantra in the worship of consciousness, the gods are not as pleased. The yantra conveys the objective meaning of the mantra, while the deity is the form of the mantra. By worshiping the deity by means of the yantra, the deity is completely satisfied. To attain all the bliss of the mantra, the worship of the yantra is highly recommended. In the center of the place of worship is the single point that contains ha and sa. Ha is Purush, sa is Prakriti. So Purush and Prakriti are one as Ardha Narishwar. Shiva and Shakti without distinction. Thereafter comes the three-cornered equilateral triangle where all the gunas are in perfect balance. Then six angles. So we have the six angles where the threes have paired up with their counterparts. Shiva and Shakti, Shiva and Durga, Brahma and Saraswati, Vishnu and Lakshmi, the Shiva Shakti of the Kamakala. Outside of which is a circle, which is all of creation has manifest from the union of those threes, the two pairs of threes. All of creation is symbolized by the circle. Followed by eight lotus petals. So we have the four lotuses which bring us to unity and the four lotuses which bring us to individuality. Four are the aspects that bring us towards manifesting our most divine self and not being a separate entity. And four are the aspects which say, no, I gotta be me. I gotta be a somebody. These are the eight petals of the lotus. The four doors are outside, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. And in this way, the wise will draw the most excellent yantra. And when we draw it, we want to understand what it is that we're drawing. Why we're presenting ourselves with this roadmap. It's just like taking any other roadmap. And you read the roadmap and you recite the milestones or the checkpoints along the way. you familiarize yourself with the road that you're going to take. The first objective, of course, is to enter into the yantra of divinity. Enter into the tool of divinity. Control our lower natures, which tend to express our individuality, and enhance our higher natures, the most divine self that we could become. Become one with the creation and see that divinity radiating through our every action and interaction with the creation. Observe the three pairs as they function, as they manifest in the creation, and then put them into the perfection of equilibrium, an equilateral triangle, moving into the bindu, becoming one with ha and sa, with purush and prakriti, with shiva and shakti, with consciousness and nature. We enter into the bindu and move beyond form, beyond the world of duality. This is a very clear map.
The altar, doesn't it have a little similarity to the yantra?
Absolutely.
The rajas, tamas, gunas,
right,
which go up on top, and then you've got the six pairs.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. The yantra and the cosmic puja go together.
You draw this every time, or do you have something?
After many years of drawing it, every time I sat down, then I had it engraved on a silver plate. I would suggest that we draw it every day for every puja. If you like to enhance your puja, take a piece of paper, a new one every day, and draw it. Or take a plate and draw it with sandal paste and do the exact same thing that I did, but traditionally we would use a piece of incense, the tip of an incense stick, and some sandal paste, and draw it on a steel plate or a copper plate. Very nice. And practice drawing it until you can visualize it. This is the asana for the goddess. We're going to place that same yantra here. And then we're going to invite the goddess to sit on the yantra. And then we're going to put her here, and we're going to invite her to sit on this yantra. And then we're going to pick up the yantra, we're going to put it in the fire. We'll worship the yantra in the fire. And we'll light the fire, and that becomes the goddess sitting on the asana in the form of fire. Pretty soon, wherever we choose to visualize the presence of the yantra, we can establish the divinity there. This is the center of the universe. All you got to do is put it there. After some time of drawing it physically, some time of worshiping it physically, you could worship it mentally. And you can just imagine it there and superimpose it over any object you choose to. And that's how the yantra becomes such an efficient tool for focusing our attention. Now, we're going to sing the Yantra Gayatri. Om Yantra Rajaya Vidmahe Mahayantraya Dhimake Tano Yantra Prachodayad Om Parameshwaraya Vidmahe Paratatvaya Dhimake Tano Brahma Prachodayad. Om, we meditate on the king of yantras. We contemplate the greatest yantra. May that yantra grant us increase. Om, we meditate on the highest supreme divinity. We contemplate the highest principle. May that supreme divinity grant us increase. And now we'll begin by worshiping the guardians. Om Mukundaya Namaha, Om Isanaya Namaha, Om Purandaraya Namaha, Om Brahmane Namaha, Om Vaivaspataya Namaha, Om Indrave Namaha, Om Adarshata Ginama, Om Kurmaya Nama, Om Anantaya Nama, Om Prithibhyaya Namaha, Om Shirasimudraya Namaha, Om Shweta Deepaya Namaha, Om Mani Mandapaya Namaha, Om Kalpa Vrikshaya Namaha, Om Mani Vedikaya Namaha, Om Ratna Singhasanaya Namaha. Om Dharmaya Nama, Om Gyanaya Nama, Om Vairagyaya Nama, Om Aishwaryaya Nama, Om Adharmaya Nama, Om Agyanaya Nama, Om Avairagyaya Nama, Om Anishwaryaya Nama, Om Anantaya Nama, Om Padmaya Nama, Anarkamandalaya Daskalatmane Nama, Om Sommamandalaya Sharaskalatmane Nama, Om Bangbani Mandalaya Daskalatmane Nama, Om Sang Satvaya Nama, Om Rang Rajasay Nama, Om Tang Tamasay Nama, Om Angatmane Nama, Om Angantaratmane Nama, Om Pang Paramatmane Nama, Om Ring Gyanatmane Nama. So each of the numbers on the yantra on page 137 shows how we begin to, we worship where we'll put the flowers or where we'll indicate we'll put the points. And we'll indicate each of the lines and each of the spaces, each of the angles as we go through the various forms of worship of the yantra until we cover the yantra with flowers. And no one can see the yantra except us. And that's just how it works. You cover it with flowers and you can see it there. Right under the flowers. You can look through the flowers, can't you? All you have to do is look at it with your inner eye. So that's the practice. As you look on page 137, each of the numbers corresponds to each of the mantras. So when we establish the yantra, we establish each of the angles, each of the deities, and each of the places along the yantra. And then we establish the Sarvatabhadra Mandala Devata. Now, all the excellent circle of deities, if you invite Srima to lunch, she comes with an entourage. When you invite the Divine Mother, she comes with an entourage. So here, all the excellent deities of the circle of the Divine Mother. You see the circle of the Divine Mother here. All the excellent deities will come and take a seat on the yantra. Om Purbhuvasvaha Brahmane Namaha Brahmama Vakayami Stapayami Om Purbhuvasvaha Somaya Namaha Somama Vakayami Stapayami Om Purbhuvasvaha Isanaya Namaha Ishanama Vakayami Stapayami Om Purbhuvasvaha Indraya Namaha Indrama Bhakaya Bhistapaya Me Om Purbhuvasvaha Agnaye Namaha Agnima Bhakaya Bhistapaya Me Om Purbhuvasvaha Yamaya Namaha Yamama Bhakaya Bhistapaya Me Om Purbhuvasvaha Niritaye Namaha Naritima Bhakaya Bhistapaya Me Om Purbhuvasvaha Varunaya Namaha Varunama Bhakaya Bhistapaya Me Om Purbhuvasvaha Vayave Namaha Vayuma Bhakaya Bhistapaya Me Om Purbhuvasvaha Ashtavasu Vyonamastavasu Nabhakaya Bhistapaya Me Om Purbhuvasvaha Ekadasa Rudre Vyonamaha Ekadasa Rudran Abhakaya Bhistapaya Me Om Purbhuvasvaha Dvadasa Ditye Vyonamaha Dvadasa Ditya Nabhakaya Bhistapaya Me Om Purbhuvasvaha Ashvibhyam Namaha Ashvina Abhaya Bhistapaya Me Om Purbhuvasvaha Sapetrika Vishwebhyo Devebhyo Namaha Sapetrika Vishwan Devan Namavakaya Bhistapaya Me Om Purbhuvasvaha Satyakshevyo Namaha Satyakshan Abhaya Bhistapaya Me Om Purbhuvasvaha Ashtakulanagevyo Namaha Ashtakulananga Navakaya Bhistapaya Me Om Purbhuvasvaha Gandhavapsarubhyo Namaha Gandharvapsara Avakaya Bhistapaya Me Om Purpa Paspa Skandaya Namaha Skandama Bakaya Mishta Paya Me Om Purpa Paspa Prishabaya Namaha Prishabama Bakaya Mishta Paya Me Om Purpa Paspa Sulaya Namaha Shulama Bakaya Mishta Paya Me Om Purpa Paspa Mahakalaya Namaha Mahakalama Bakaya Mishta Paya Me Om Purpa Paspa Dakshadi Sapta Ganebhyo Namaha Dakshadi Sapta Ganana Vakaya Vista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Durgayai Namaha Durgama Vakaya Vista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Vishnabai Namaha Vishnuma Vakaya Vista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Svadayai Namaha Svadama Vakaya Vista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Mrityurogebhyo Namaha Mrityurogana Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Ganapataye Namaha Ganapatima Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Abhyo Namaha Apaha Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Marubhyo Namaha Maruta Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Prithibhyai Namaha Prithibhyai Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Gangadi Nadibhyo Namaha Gangadi Nadiya Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Sapta Sagaribhyo Namaha Sapta Sagarana Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Merubhyai Namaha Meruma Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Gadaya Namaha Gadama Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Trishulaya Namaha Trishulama Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Vajraya Namaha Vajrama Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Shaktaye Namaha Shaktima Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Dandaya Namaha Dandama Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Kargaya Namaha Kargama Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Pashaya Namaha Pashama Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Ankushaya Namaha Ankushama Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Gautamaya Namaha Gautama Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Bharadwajaya Namaha Bharadwajama Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Vishwamitraya Namaha Vishwamitrama Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Kashyapaya Namaha Kashyapama Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Jamadagnaya Namaha Jamadagnima Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Vashishtaya Namaha Vashishtama Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Atreya Namaha Atrima Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Arundhatiye Namaha Arundhatima Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Aindriye Namaha Aindrima Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Kumariyai Namaha Kumarima Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Brahmiyai Namaha Brahmima Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Varahiyai Namaha Varahima Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Chamundai Namaha Chamundama Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Vaishnavyai Namaha Vaishnavima Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Maheshwaryai Namaha Maheshwarima Vakaya Mista Payami Om Purpa Paspa Vainakyai Vainakima Vakaya Mista Payami Welcome to all the gods and goddesses. Now they're all seated on our yantra. Our yantra is covered with a mound of flowers. And now, only the worshipper knows there's a yantra there. And the worshipped. All the deities know there's a yantra there. It's not something that we have to show publicly. Now, we're going to invite the eight energies, the Ashtashakti Puja. On the left side of the yantra, in the middle, remember, we have already established a row in the front, and we have a row in the back,
on each side of the antra. Now we're going to make a middle row. Om Ugra Chanda Taborada Madhyanarka Samaprabha Samesa Dastu Borada Tasmuyi Nityam Dambo Namaha Om Ring Shring Ugra Chandaya Namaha Prachande Putra De Nityam Prachande Gana Sangstite Sarvananda Kare Devi Tuvyam Nityam Namo Namaha Om Ring Shring Prachandai Namaha Lakshmi Swam Sarabhutanam Sarabhuta Bhayapada Devi Twam Sarvakarishu Vorada Baba Sarvada Om Ring Shring Chandograya Namaha Yasidiriti namnacha Vivesha boradayini Kalikamasha nashaya Narami chandanaikam Om ring shring chandanaikai namaha Devi chandatmi kachandai Chandari vijaya prade Tamartha moksha de devi Nityang me boradapapa Om ring shring chandayai namaha Ya srishti siti sanghara guna traya samandita Ya para paramashakti chandavatyai namo namaha Om ring shrim chandavatyai namaha Chandarupatmi kachanda Chandanayaka naika Sarvasiddhi pradadevi Tashyai nityam namo namaha Om ring shring Chandarupayai namaha Balakaruna snayata Sarvada bhakta batsala Chandasurasya matani Varada twati chandika Om ring shring Ati chandikayai namaha
And now we'll recite all of them.
Ugra chanda prachanda cha Chandogra chandanaika Chanda chandavati cheva Chandarupa ati chandika Om ring shrim ashta shakti vyo namaha
And that last flower goes in the middle, like in the other Vedis. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, skip a space, 5, 6, 7, 8, and the ninth one in the middle.
Let's go back and read what this is about. Let's go back to the establishment of the deities on page 147. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body. We bow to the creative consciousness in the center. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body. We bow to the Lord of Devotion in the north. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body. We bow to the ruler of all in the northeast. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body. We bow to the rule of the pure in the east. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body. We bow to the divine fire in the southeast. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the supreme controller in the south. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the destroyer in the southwest. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the Lord of Equilibrium in the West. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the Lord of Liberation in the Northwest. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the eight lords of beneficence. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body. We bow to the 11 relievers from sufferings. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence.
Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the 12 sons of light. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the two horses of pure desire. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the ancestors along with the shining ones of the universe. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the energy that brings the good and bad of wealth. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the family of eight snakes. We invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the celestial musicians and heavenly maidens. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the god of war. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the bull of discipline, conveyance of Shiva, Nandi. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the spear of concentration. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the great time. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to ability and the other seven qualities. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the reliever of difficulties. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the all-pervading consciousness. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the ancestors. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the spirit of deadly illnesses. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the Lord of the multitudes. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to acts of sacrifice. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the shining ones. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the earth. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the Ganges and other rivers. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the seven seas. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to Mount Meru. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the club. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the trident. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the thunderbolt. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to energy. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the staff. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite, beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the sword.
We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the net. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the goad. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to Rishi Gautam. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to Rishi Bharadwaj. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to Rishi Vishwamitra. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to Rishi Kashyap. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to Rishi Jamadagni. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to Rishi Vashishta. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to the Rishi Atrey. We invoke you and invite you and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to Devi Arundhati, wife of Vashishta, example of purity. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to Aindri, the energy of the rule of the pure. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to Kumari, the energy of the ever-pure one. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to Brahmi, the energy of creative consciousness. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to Varahi, the energy of the boar of sacrifice. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to Chamunda, the conqueror of passion and meanness. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to Vaishnavi, the energy of all-pervading consciousness. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to Maheshwari, the energy of the Supreme Sovereign. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Om the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, we bow to Boinaki, the energy of excellent conduct. We invoke you, invite you, and establish your presence. Now, worship of the eight forms of passion or fear, as you like to call it, both of them include attachment. Both of them are part and parcel of each other. We love something passionately, we have attachment to it, we have a fear of losing or not attaining what we want. So they're very closely associated. Here are the eight shaktis, or forms of passion or energies, which bring us towards our objective. The terrible slayer of passion, giver of boons, who shines within the middle of the sun, may he always give to me boons, therefore I always bow and bow. O Maya, increase, I bow to the terrible slayer of passion. Whose nature removes passion, always give children situated with the multitude of what precedes passion. O goddess, cause all bliss, I always bow to you and bow to you. O Maya, increase, I bow to she whose nature removes passion. There's a mistake in the first one, it is feminine. It should be, may she always give to me boons. Also, I see precedes is not spelled correctly. You are Lakshmi, all existence. You grant freedom from fear to all existence. O goddess, you reside within all effects
always give boons. O Maya, increase, I bow to she who slays passion. Now here's the misdirected passion. This is the passion that gets us into trouble. We want to worship passionately, but we want to use discrimination to worship the right thing, to decide which things we should worship with what kind of passion. We don't want to worship without passion. Worship demands passion. Through passionate worship, we reach to that state of vairagya, which is often defined as dispassionate. However, you can't make the journey unless you have passion. So here we are discriminating which kinds of passion do we want to keep with us and which kinds of passion do we want to let go. If I love my wife passionately, this is a good thing. If I love your wife passionately, I'm going to... this may not be so good. Her name brings perfection, and she is the supreme among the gods who grants boons. I bow down to she who destroys the iniquities of darkness, the leader of passion. So here we have the leader of passion who's taking away all the darkness by making us focus. Without passion, we can't focus. Maya, increase, I bow to the leader of passion. O goddess, to the soul of she who tears apart passion, she who tears apart thought, and she who conquers over passion, hey Durga, give me the boons of the ideal of perfection, the necessities for physical sustenance and liberation. O Maya, increase, I bow to she who conquers over passion. Hers are creation, preservation, and dissolution. The three qualities are equally present. To she who is higher than the highest energy, to the spirit of passion, I bow, I bow. O Maya, increase, I bow to the spirit of passion. The form of the soul of passion, she who conquers over passion, the leader of the leaders of passion, O goddess, give all attainments of perfection. Therefore, always I bow, I bow. O Maya, increase, I bow to the form of passion. You have the strength of the sun and are always compassionate to devotees. The warrior of passion has a churning rod. Give boons, O you who tear apart extreme passion. O Maya, increase, I bow to you who tears apart extreme passion. The terrible slayer of passion, whose nature removes passion, she who slays passion, the leader of passion, she who conquers over passion, the spirit of passion, the form of passion, and she who tears apart extreme passion. Om, I bow to the eight forms of energy. Now remember, here we had nine flowers that went into place. We had, again, these nine flowers go on the right side. So you have the four, and then you leave a space and four, and then the ninth flower goes in the middle. And I usually make it of a contrasting color so that you can see the roadmaps as they appear.
What was on the left side?
The left side, these eight forms of energy.
Oh, they are on the left.
Yes, they're on the left, and the nine planets are going on the right. All right, do we have any questions about what we've done tonight?
Swami, if you wanted to draw the mantra with color, are there colors?
Yes, there are. And they are on the back of the Shiva Puja. Mm-hmm. I use three colors, red, white, and blue, or red, white, and black. Sattva, Raja, and Tama. The white is Sattva, the red is Rajas, and the black is Tamas. And if you don't have black, you can use blue or dark blue or something like that. On the Shiva Puja, I used a light blue background so that the colors would stand out and you'd be able to see what it is that we're doing. But usually we color the yantra with the three colors of red, white, and black. You've seen us do it in many of the yajnas that we perform.
And also, Swamiji, could you say what this Sanskrit is here?
That's the Navarna Mantra is guarding us on the two sides. The nine-lettered mantra, Om Aim Reem Kling Chamundaye Biche.
Do you write that in?
I don't. When I make a daily yantra, I do not write it in. But if you were going to engrave it, I would have it placed there.
The mantra guards on the south and the west, and then the other sides you have guards?
Yes. The mantra guards on the west and on the south. And Mukundayan, Mukundayanamo, Ishanayanamo, Purandarayanamo, Brahmanayanamo, Vaivasvatayanamo, Indaveda.
Swamiji, when you draw the yantra, do you also say mantras with, or are you really concentrating first on drawing?
You know, I usually recite the Nirmana mantra, and then afterwards, of course, we're going to sing the yantra, Shobakyasya, Debasya, Bigraho, Yantra Kalpana, the same mantras, and then we're going to sing the definition of the yantra, Tata Hastandil Yamaditu Hasagarbam Trikonakam, Shatkonanta Vikir Vritam, Tato Ashtadala Pankajam. Bupuram tad vikir vidwan vilikeyam pramutamam omaing ring kling chamundaki viche. So you get used to pointing to each of the angles as you define it. And then when you place the flowers, or if you don't place flowers, you could place them mentally. I've got a whole big garden in here. So mentally, then you put Om Dara Shakta Kinamon Kurmayanam Om Nam Taidam Prativyan Makshirishmudrayan Shreda Dipayan Om Mani Mandapayan Kapa Rikshayanam Om Mani Vedakayan Om Ratna Sanyasanayan Om. You can put flowers there anyway. Are there other questions?
Swamiji, does the yantra have to be drawn in the order that you did it in?
No, you could draw it in your own order. The objective is to arrive with the yantra. I find it most easy to do that if I have a circle first, because it's easier to start from the circle in order to maintain any kind of symmetry.
You know, obviously everything's laid out very precisely and has meaning. So my question is there meaning to the fact that Dharma is on the west, and then, for instance, liberation is on the south, on the same side as all the adharmic qualities?
Actually, the protectors of the 10 directions, the dasdikpala, they go around the perimeter and protect. This is the kshetra, the field of action. This is our dharmakshetra, kurukshetra. So the 10 deities or the protectors of the 10 directions, they're out there as far as your imagination goes. They're protecting from the outside coming in. Now, within our particular field of interaction, we have these qualities of individuality. There is no particular relationship between liberation or to the negative qualities or to the qualities of individuality. There is no specific relationship with that, other than the fact that the divine qualities are protecting us from every side.
Tell me, then obviously the four directions each have qualities.
Yes.
And, you know, there's lots in the scriptures about if you eat facing this way or
right.
sleep facing this way, mm-hmm. you get certain effects. So what is it about the south that would attract? Or are you saying not to think of it necessarily?
I wouldn't think of it in that way. I wouldn't be concerned that liberation is here. I would say that liberation is here. I would just be very happy that liberation came to bless you, Pucha. And he's sitting there. Now, let me go into the center. I wouldn't get too bogged down with the technical details, other than the fact that this is a roadmap that shows us how we can harmonize these forces of individuality and bring them to the center. That's really the particular focus. And I wouldn't get too caught up on, well, why is Dharma sitting over here and Agni is sitting over there? And I think that kind of mental gymnastics is not going to take us into the center of being. So the fact that all of these gods, all of the rishis, all of the weapons which the goddess holds in her hands, all of the divine beings, all the forms of the goddess, the nine Durgas and the eight Shaktis, and all of these divinities are coming and they're sitting right here.
That's enough.
So once we are familiar enough with doing it, so we can do it in our mind, then we also do it here on our...
on our body. Absolutely. The first step is to learn it outside. The next step is to learn it here. And then it goes deeper and deeper and more subtle and more subtle until it becomes engraved very deeply, etched, as it were, into our being. And that's just the process. All the pujas start from the outside. Give them a flower. But pretty soon it comes inside. More and more and more. The same way we start with the yantra outside, and then we start wearing the yantra, and then we establish the deity on the yantra. And pretty soon we're walking around with the yantra engraved, indelibly etched into our skin. We can feel it all the time. That's how the practice, the yantra is such an efficient tool for awakening that remembrance of divinity.
Is this us, Swamiji, with our head?
That's correct. Your head is in the north. Are there any other questions?
This might take a little time, but you don't have to do them all tonight, but I'm interested in if there's any stories in the circle of deities.
Oh, are there stories in the circle of deities? Have you ever heard? Yes. And then there's the one. I mean, there are scriptures about all of these deities. And most of these are just resources. They're placeholders that point to a whole body of literature that describes how this guy got here. So there are stories upon the stories upon the stories, and there's no limit to it. About every one of every name. I can't tell you them all.
Could you tell me three of them?
One tonight?
No, I don't think that's necessary for tonight, but just suffices to say, when it says we bow to Vishnu, there's the Vishnu Purana, and there's the all of the Mahabharata. And there's 100,000 verses of Mahabharata describes it. You can go on and on and on. Every one of these deities has numbers of stories. What we're doing in invoking them and bringing them into our lives, we'll choose a few that we want to become very, very familiar with. We can't learn all the stories about all the deities. They're 33 million gods.
But as you continue to say them and you go deeper, the stories might unfold by themselves.
Many of them do, or many times we become inspired to pick up a book about that deity and read that story. But remember, if you pick up even one of the Puranas, each one of the Puranas is about 18,000 verses, which is a story about one deity. So if you just pick up the book, you get into the Mahabharata, it's 100,000 verses. So that's a story. There are stories and stories and stories about all of these gods and goddesses.
So maybe we should get started earlier in our next lifetime?
I have a better suggestion. Rather than starting early in the next lifetime, let's not stop. Let's just keep going. Because in our philosophy, if the soul is eternal, then where are we going to go anyway? And if we're not going anywhere, then we got a lot of work to do. Might as well get busy.